Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this November the 2nd on the West Coast, now November the 3rd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome those who may be listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world, along with BBSRadio.com, and want to welcome those listening through the galaxy of Hendon. You folks know what that means if you've listened to this show any significant amount of time. Lots to talk about tonight. I intentionally didn't invite a guest tonight because I wanted to talk about some things that people want me to either clarify or continue in my discussion. Of course, this being the aftermath now of a nationwide election to oust many of the congressmen and senators who are up for grabs, whose positions, we should say, or seats in their respective houses are up for grabs. And rather than get into who won and who lost, right now, the shift has occurred that we were hoping for to some extent. Now, we've voted for the other side of the same coin. Realize that there's an increase of 60 seats on the Republican side, or let's say the non-Democrat side. There may be some liberal candidates who have lost their seats, but we have found that they have been replaced either with Republicans or independents or those representing another political ideology. Now, there are stories of corruption again. We hear stories about the Black Panthers intimidating voters. I heard a few accounts of people going into voting places and having the poll workers coach voters on how to vote. This occurred in Ohio. The governorship evidently has been taken over by John Kasich, and he defeated Ted Strickland, who, in my estimation, did not do anything but what's been going on in Washington for the state of Ohio. And I know that there around the country, there are many similar battles taking place, not just for governorships, but as I mentioned, for the House and Senate seats. Now, is this going to solve our problem? Well, it may derail this, this overthrow of the government and this drastic move towards, fascism, which we had with the Bush administrations, by the way, and to a great extent with the Clinton administration as well. Although it, under the Democratic rule, it's taken on sort of a communist flavor, if you will. And we've seen this. We've researched this. Many people who are talk show hosts or researchers who are on talk show hosts as guests describe the same evidence that there is a movement which has been underway for many, many years. This isn't a new phenomenon whatsoever, but this has been going on for many years. And recently, just within the past 2 years, since the inauguration in January of 2009, we have taken a drastic turn towards communism, and of course the fascism is going on, and this is all being controlled by Zionists. We've talked about this ad nauseum on other shows. I may discuss it tonight or I may not. It depends on how I feel. But I'm also interested in recognizing these things in a general sense, not in a political sense so much as looking at the planet, looking at our responsibility as human beings, looking at our efforts to become aware or conscious of who we are and what the purpose of life is and why we're here and what we're supposed to be doing now. Because if we were focusing on that, we wouldn't be focusing on all these mind games, all the indoctrination. You know, it's funny, they call themselves those who are the power brokers of the world, the elect. And we have elections on today, which is another way of saying approving the elect, or at least voicing our opinions as to who we think the elect should be. But it really doesn't matter, because if we have voting fraud, they are choosing. They're making the choices. My biggest gripe about the presidential election is that it's not a popularity contest per se, in that your individual vote counts in the end, because it doesn't. And if you know about the Electoral College, then you know that regardless of who won a particular plurality of votes in any given state, the Electoral College can vote however they choose. These people are told how to vote, which is how you get a usurper like we've had almost the past 2 years, and like Illinois had when he was a state senator there. I heard news tonight, and this is interesting because it all connects into all the problems of the world and what's happening. Acorn is allegedly bankrupt. They were given billions of dollars. They're operating out of the White House, and they've gone bankrupt. I heard a commentary that they would probably go underground. I can't see them going any more underground than they are, but going underground and reforming under another name. People are waking up today and tonight, and I guess the days to come, because there's going to be a lot of political battles fighting for the final results. Massive corruption going on. It has been, and there's no reason for it to suddenly stop, because we've been pointing it out to you, the listening audience. Ladies and gentlemen, you know very well yourselves that in your area there's political cronyism, which is a direct result of fascism. And we have famous people, actors and actresses that play bit parts in front of us on the mainstream media's specially designed sets to give them a pulpit, as if somehow because they make movies and they are very big on a screen, that makes them big enough to tell us who we should vote for or what philosophy is right or wrong. It always has to be someone who is a celebrity, someone who's a millionaire, someone who has a dysfunctional life that's portrayed by the media for our entertainment pleasure, as if somehow that's important for us to know those things. But it's funny, when you don't have money to pay your bills, you can't pay your rent or make your house payment or pay your utilities or feed your family or put clothes on your family or own a vehicle to take you to school or own a vehicle to take you to work or to take your children to school. Until that realization hits you, you're going to be looking at all the artificial, superficial stuff that they bring you and tell you, this is important, this is what people want to know. Well, if you're dumbed down, I suppose you do. But there are others that turn away, have been, and still are turning away from mainstream media, realizing it's the same game, the same lies over and over. And you have a responsibility to find where the truth is. Why do talk show hosts, journalists, authors, why do they become targets when they write a book or they make certain comments about what the government's doing? When it's known that those are the fascist policies or the communist policies, or they know that that's how dictatorships are run. Because we're moving in that direction. They've tried every way of hoodwinking the public and hoodwinking the very lawmakers who are responsible for knowing what legislation is being proposed and knowing what our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions are about those things, what our will is. They know that, but they pretend that they're serving us when in reality they're serving themselves. Is stealing from us in the process. So your vote takes one guy out and puts another in. Do you honestly think that that's the only thing that you have to do to stop this insanity and stop the corruption that we're experiencing? I heard that many school levies went down with good reason. Many bond issues went down with good reason, because it's all making money for a private few. Public monies are being invested, stolen from the school system, which is really not education, but indoctrination. And it's generational by design. They get a whole generation of young people to turn against the family, break up the family, leave the family, act dysfunctionally within the family. They're assaulted by the legal system and the corruption that's run by the courts on a local, state, I should say local, county, state, and federal level. You're hearing about children being abducted from hospitals the day they're born and raped by the foster home guardians. And this is tolerated. We say, oh, well, it didn't happen to me, so I guess it's okay. This is happening to more and more people. This is by design, folks. And they've given law enforcement more powers, yet they're not enforcing the laws. Because if they were, the first ones they would arrest are the legislators. But they're above the law. See, it's a secret club. It's a secret society on how they run these things. And we pay for it. Rather than just rant and rave tonight, because the voters have spoken and we can't do anything about it, whether it's positive or negative in results, except to move on and to keep our focus on discovering who we are, knowing who we are, and putting that to work, putting that to use, putting it in action. We have to be ever more vigilant. This is not a vacation now that's come up. I often listen to certain artists in the music business who I feel have basically become stylists or good, very excellent songwriters, great performers. The number of gold or platinum records they sell certainly is testament to that fact. I wonder how many people really listen to the words of a song that they danced to or they drove their car listening to their favorite radio station when they were a teenager, or when they were in college, or when they were beginning their first job or raising their family. How many people really listen to the lyrics of a song that addresses, maybe in a philosophical way, the problems of the world, points out to us that there's something wrong? Marvin Gaye was such a person, and, you know, he actually wrote a song about what went on today in politics. many years ago, he wrote a song. And I'm going to play it for you. And listen to what he had to say here. Tonight's going to be Marvin Gaye night. I feel that he was someone who was awake and attuned to what was happening in the world and felt a responsibility to communicate that message to us. This is You're the Man.
Take the guns from our sons. please? Oh, do you have a plan with it? Cause if you got the plan, you got the best of plan for you. Hey, hey, got the best for you. Cause you're the man.
Marvin Gaye said it very well. You're the man. Or today you would say, you the man. You the man. Or you the woman. He wasn't being, let's say, discriminatory in choosing his lyrics. But what he did talk about was rather interesting. He talked about the fact that the economy needs to be repaired, that peace and freedom are the issues. Of course, they tell us that the war brings peace, but it never does. It just brings another war because they like making lots of money. And it brings destruction, and it brings murder, and it brings sickness. And that's actually the way I'm going to segue into part of what I want to continue. I mentioned briefly on the show last night with Dr. A. Truat the fact that we got some information about chemtrails and what specifically is being sprayed upon us. And we need to take that seriously and take it to heart. This is not to create fear that I share this information. There were fewer chemtrails today, I have to say, in my part of the country. I don't know how it was where you are in your part of the world. But I did see one long chemtrail that seemed to cover the whole southern horizon from one end of the sky from the west all the way to the east. And then I saw some nice fluffy cumulus clouds. And I saw some spacecraft cloaked in some clouds. Yes, I did. So did some other people. And I had some discussions today with some people about these elements that are in chemtrails, and I'm going to repeat the list. I think it bears repeating. We have a number of elements that come from the periodic table in toxic amounts. This is why it's important to release this information. People are getting sick. People have respiratory ailments, digestive problems, nervous problems, problems just thinking. They're coming down with strange diseases like Morgellons. And they're having their whatever diseases they've been suffering for be augmented in a way because they're being exposed to toxic amounts of minerals or heavy metals that exist naturally, but wouldn't come into contact in these amounts unless they were sprayed upon us, sprayed into the sky. Some of these elements have electrical properties. Some of them act as catalysts or binding agents with other elements. When you take into account that aluminum, as we pronounce it in America, or aluminium, as they pronounce it everywhere else in the world, barium, boron, cadmium, chromium, copper, iron, lithium, magnesium, manganese, nickel, potassium, sodium, and zinc are being found around the world in toxic amounts. Now, you go over certain parts of the United States, those amounts differ in proportion, yet they're all toxic levels. Highly, highly toxic. Talking what the human body requires through metabolism of whole foods is minuscule in comparison to what's being sprayed upon us thousands and thousands of times above what we require. These are not all of the elements, because there are other compounds that are found, but I don't have a breakdown of those yet. But I did some research on the elements that I just named. I've seen them before. I've heard of them before. They're not new. But it's interesting to do a little bit of studying as to how they affect us. They have ways of affecting our nervous system, as I've already mentioned. Many of them result in renal failure, which is inevitably going to lead to death. Many of them are carcinogenic in nature, especially in these amounts. I read several articles on aluminum, and I was amazed that they didn't talk about how they take the byproducts, the waste, that toxic waste of the aluminum manufacturing process, and fluoridate it and put it in drinking water. We've talked about that many times on this show. Still going on. Still happening. There are solutions. We've talked about those solutions on this show and on some others. There are ways to overcome these things. You have to ask yourself. Human red blood cells are found in chemtrails. Human white blood cells are found in chemtrails. And three very, very toxic types of bacteria. Bacteria that originally were responsible for the development of antibiotics. But in these amounts, the strains become resistant to antibiotics. All of these elements that are currently being analyzed in chemtrails produce illnesses that are going to require people to either take drugs or go through some sort of holistic therapy. They're trying to outlaw holistic medicine in favor of administering pharmaceuticals to us, which have many of these elements in there in smaller amounts. What do you think happens when the nervous system of a mammal, and this is not just affecting people, by the way, this is affecting plants, fish in the ocean, and certainly all sorts of land creatures, whether they be birds or insects, crawling, slithering creatures of various types, jumping creatures, carnivores, herbivores, they're all being affected. And it has an effect on the root structures of plants. This is one thing that I've noticed, is that in toxic amounts, the victim, if you will, the person who is being exposed to these vapors that are blowing in the wind and reaching the ground, either through downdrafts or through precipitation, are affecting people and affecting animals and affecting plants. Some of the sadistic experiments that they're performing on even rats using these elements, or these pathogens, if you will, are being performed as if somehow it's leading to helping people. no thought being given for the suffering of animals. I'm not particularly fond of rats, but some people have pet rats. And I think if you dispose of waste and garbage in a proper manner, that rats won't be able to reproduce. But rats carry disease, and that when people catch diseases from rats, it sells more pharmaceutical drugs. In particular, lithium, which is one of the mentioned drugs, or I should say elements, is used in drugs to treat bipolar disorder, depression. And I guess they have a monopolar disorder as well. I don't know if that means that the two minds, the logical and the emotional mind, are acting as one at all times. I don't know. They come up with some real doozies. But in every case, the solution to mental illness is a drug that suppresses physical activity or physical thought, sort of zombifies the patient or the person being studied. Really makes you wonder what kind of mind sits around and considers all these things that they put into motion. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can get them to lose their ability to think completely. We've established that to a great extent through the educational system. We have our friends in the religious organizations helping us out by lying to them, their followers, their congregations, about the nature of man, the true nature of man, the true source of evil, and their relationship to it. Now, it's not every church, it's not every church organization, but it's the majority. For that, they get tax benefits, but they have to follow certain rules. They have to peddle certain political ideologies, even though they cry out for separation of church and state. They never had to ask for an exemption. So there's something going on in the background where they get lots of money. How do these people suddenly spring up from a church of 40 or 50 people or maybe 100 people to 10,000 or 20,000 people in an arena or a stadium owned by the church? And the church professes to, the organized church professes to solve man's problems. They collect a lot of money. Problems are still there. Government promises to do the same thing. These are all the non-producers leeching off of the masses. I'm going to be publishing a very detailed paper on my findings regarding what's going up in chemtrails, because we have to focus on this. They're still using them. We are getting help in the mitigation of the chemtrails, and certainly we've talked about that many times on the show, how you can go about a variety of methods that actually do some good in dispelling them. I do want to touch upon another piece that Marvin Gaye wrote, where he talked about this issue of pollution and the fact that he's come to a realization that the earth is being destroyed, that it's dying. Mercy, mercy me.
on the oceans, and of my high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Oh, facing what they use to do, radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they use to be. What about this overcrowded sand? How much more we use from sinners? Can't you stand?
Marvin Gaye hit the nail right on the head. Where are we going? And Mercy, Mercy Me, besides bringing memories from the Vietnam era, the era of the Vietnam War, and Southeast Asia, which is nothing but a bunch of drug running by the CIA and the international banksters, causing generational illness because of the Agent Orange sprayed on forests, ruining the ecology. Marvin Gaye was right on point way back 1970. That was 40 years ago. He asked that question, where are we going? And many wonder, as they roam from website to website, reading disinformation or watching mainstream media, wondering why no one is telling the truth about what's really going on in the world, or telling the truth about where we're going. We've been telling you on this show and some other shows that you have a responsibility to take charge of your life. You have a God-given right to that. Many talk show hosts and journalists are attacked when they deliver that message to you. Why is that? Why are they attacked? Ask yourself that question. Why are they attacked for telling the truth? Well, they've spent thousands of years leading up to this point. So they don't want you to know now. They've invested lots of money, lots of time, murdered millions of people in the process, stolen trillions and trillions, actually quadrillions of dollars, which they're still doing. And they come up with a ruse to hide advancements in science or advancements in medicine while they clone animals and clone people and clone fruits and vegetables. And promise you safety and security. And it's interesting that their corruption is insecurities. Kind of an oxymoron. A dichotomy. Someone told me today, good friend, in a conversation, that he was told a few years ago, if you want to really know what's going on, listen to the media and then take a stance 180 degrees to the opposite and you'll find the truth. Sometimes you only need to move a degree or two to find the truth, but certainly 180 degrees wouldn't hurt anybody. Kind of interesting that the short-legged Mac Daddy, who I think I'm going to start calling him the bow-legged Mac Daddy tonight. The bow-legged Mac Daddy, because he's no longer the long-legged Mac Daddy, and he doesn't deserve to even be called the short-legged Mac Daddy. The bow-legged Mac Daddy is going on another jaunt in India, booking hundreds and hundreds of hotel rooms as if he has to create a fortress around himself because he's loved that much in the world, I suppose. We're not getting the truth from any of these clowns in Washington. There's been a little bit of an allusion to the corruption lately. Well, we've been beating that drum on this show for a number of years. There have been many who've been beating that drum for the past 50, 60 years, easily. Some longer. Some hear the drum beat, some don't. But eventually, it affects everyone. We hear hints of the economy failing, well, expect it to, because it's being destroyed by design. Expect it to be, unless you come up with a better solution. Some people have. Some people have already enacted ways of networking together to produce food for people in their locale, or to take the reins of a real education. Many people are homeschooling their children, and they have a right to do that. We hear lots of talk about our Constitution having been torn to shreds and defiled by the politicians in Washington and in the state legislatures as well, and county and local levels as well. This is going on everywhere. By design, it's going on. We pointed out what they're doing, how they're doing it. We've warned people not to panic, but take control of your life. We're hearing that certain corporations are now running into difficulties and need to be bailed out again. I mentioned Acorn. That's nothing but an underground terrorist organization. Receiving billions of dollars. For what? What is it they do? Kind of interesting. I'm looking at a nonprofit corporation in my area. And when you click on links on their webpage, it takes you to Acorn websites. Kind of interesting, but this is supposed to be somebody who's doing something for animals. Uses the name World Animal Foundation to collect money. The city throws a shindig as a fundraiser for this individual. And the individual who's operating this foundation, this nonprofit foundation that has the links to Acorn on his website, works for the city. It's amazing the conflict of interest that occurs. And I'm sure you can find that where you live, wherever you live in the world, you're going to find the same cronyism, same corruption. Casting your vote is just the first step to speaking out. And you've got to say more. You've got to stay on top of what is happening. Because the power's just shifted back to the same people, in a sense, that were the participants in 9/11. But remember, both parties are two sides of the same coin. When you wake up tomorrow and you hear who won this seat in the House or this seat in the Senate and how this is going to change things, remember every 2 or 4 or 6 years we hear stories about how they're going to deal with the issue of abortion. The past 2 years, I've never heard so much talk in the world about the permissive sexuality where adults can prey on little children, set up websites. These are actually politicians behind this, where they're condoning turning young boys into homosexuals or young girls. Or where young children are being raped or being the stars of smut films that are sold for $300,000 on world markets. And you wonder where and why children are being abducted. We've talked about this over and over again. Books have been written about it. Movies have been made about it. Documentaries. Many, many disclosures about the phenomenon. And it ties into the courts. And this is what gets people in trouble when they talk about it and it hits home and threatens the cash cow. The identity theft, the real estate fraud, the banking fraud, the insurance fraud. The fraud of the true nature of a trust deed. And who owns your property, even though you paid? Or where did the money come from that was used to put you into debt by signing your name to a mortgage? What does that signature really mean on that mortgage? Where is the paperwork? Who has it? What vault is it stored in? And why is it when a bank or a finance company, a mortgage company forecloses on your home, why is it that they don't have a copy or you don't have a copy of the document with their name on it? How is it that this is allowed to occur? And consider again that above that house, up in the sky, they're spraying poisons on people all over the world. Why? Why are they doing that? Ask yourself that question. This is going on now, a good solid 15 years of chemtrail spraying over largely populated areas around the world and on crops and on the oceans, not to mention the pollutants that the oil companies are putting in the Gulf of Mexico right now as we speak. The mainstream media is back to talking about Charlie Sheen again and Lindsay Lohan and Anna Nicole Smith. Round and round and round, it's a carousel of comedies, tragic comedies, actually. Shakespeare himself would trip out over watching the media and listening to the lies that they tell. So are things going to change because there was an election and some people lost their job? Some of them have been in Congress for a tuna's age. That's like 150 years. It's a figure of speech. We have the same games, the same legal games being played in the courts that are being played in the legislative bodies of government. And whose agenda do they follow? The big corporations, the banksters, the Zionists, as we point out, who are leading us into fascism and communism and slavery. It doesn't stop with an election or the announcement that they've switched chairs, like in musical chairs. That's what it's been, musical chairs. Those of you who have elected first-timers in your district, stay on them and make sure they do the job. Let them know that they're being watched. Every move they make is being watched. Their voting record is going to be watched. We have to take a more proactive stance to ensure that they carry out their constitutional duties. It's a farce that they swear to uphold the Constitution and then flush it down the toilet. That's if they can even find one, a stall that's not occupied with some perverts. I think it's a good time tonight to maybe wrap up the show with another Marvin Gaye classic. And this was the protest song of 1970, and it still means something today. It's the song Marvin came out with in January of 1970, where he asked the question, "What's going on?"
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Hey, brother, stop. Right on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and give here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh,
Marvin Gaye, what's going on? And that question is very appropriate. We're going to continue on Evident Footprints to tell you what's going on. And I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. Just wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on and see if I can get you to open your hearts a little bit, open your consciousness, use your mind, yourself. under your own willpower and analyze what's going on. Don't be afraid of it. It's what we don't know, what we don't understand that allows fear to creep in. I want to thank you for listening tonight, and I want to encourage all of you to tune in tomorrow when my special guest will be Mr. Michael Anthony. We'll be talking about some of these topics, the elections, the impact, and we're going to talk about chemtrails, and we're going to talk about your health. Michael is an herbalist and a historian, quite qualified to talk about all of these subjects. So in the meantime, I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world for broadcasting the show, either live or in an archive. I want to ask those of you who haven't subscribed to the BBS.com archives, do so. It's a one-year subscription that allows you to download all the shows on BBSRadio.com or listen to the archives. You don't have to download them. You can if you want to. Over at BBS Radio tonight, I want to thank Don Newsom on the sound, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and again, most of you in the listening audience for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.